Shit. Yeah, right. So now we're back.
So how was that shit?
Messed it up by saying now we're back.
ruined everything. Ruined it.
Yeah. So because I have kids, they I get to rewatch a lot of old.
We get it. You have kids.
You're 2.5, right?
Yeah, it's 2.5 kids.
How much those kids cost?
What does that look for?
I get to rewatch a lot of movies. Some that I would rather not rewatch, but I find myself watching anyways. This morning I watched with Sam Batman Forever, and man, was that good.
Which one's Forever?
Riddler. The one with Val Kilmer.
With the Riddler.
Riddler.
Oh, and Two-Face.
Yeah. And me, that one.
Yes. That,
so that, you know why that one was cool? Because he said, holy rusted metal, Batman. It's metal.
It's holy. It's got holes. You know, it's holy.
You do bands from your comic shop, right? You have a list of bands from your comic shop, right?
A list of bands?
Of people you want to ban from your shop?
But
yeah. Anyways, fuck you. I enjoyed that moment.
There were a lot of parts in that movie that were really good. Yeah. It's just like, The whole neon thing, it just kind of like drove everybody off of it. The way that it was like overacted, but
I was gonna say, I think it was just really overacted, is what it was.
Yeah, I mean, really? you picked. Yeah. Like,
you think that's because Jim Carrey was in it?
You know, Jim Carrey was cool as the Riddler.
It was funny, dude.
He was great.
Jim Carrey was a Riddler in like the 1960s. Riddler.
Yeah, I thought it was cool. Because
over the
in my
top,
opinion,
like kind of
homage
like,
to it,
yeah.
And I was like, "That's fun."
Okay,
dude.
I'll say what I loved all the villains in all the Batman movies.
Yeah, you also including like House of the Thousand Corpses,
including Mr. Freeze. I thought
Mr. Freeze.
I thought he was
what killed the dinosaurs. Me.
Hey everybody, chill, chill.
Look, he was a cool pick. Come on, like he didn't look cool in the suit. Like you didn't see Freeze when you saw him. I did.
Take two of these. It called me in the morning.
It was the director. If they had a better director, I think those picks, those people who played them, would have been perfect picks for those villains.
George Clooney as well.
I said villains. And yes, he is a villain for putting on that suit. But before we left,
I mean, he had nipples,
and we stopped.
That was the biggest villain in that whole movie. Them bat nipples.
So the killer, you got to think about it. Like, if you're in a badass, if you're in a suit that's made to protect you, you want your nipples protected too, right?
Yeah, but why would you?
Maybe it's like a little bump, so it has extra cushion on his nipples, and they don't chafe.
So nipples do protrude. So
it's harder to nipple twist.
They were put there to distract because you're like, whoa, nipples, and then like,
bam, boom to the face, there justice.
You think they're like tasers? You think they're like tasers, like taser nodes?
God, I hate you.
Holy hard nipples, Batman. Anyways, you were saying, Eugene?
No, you were saying.
Eugene was going to say something right now.
The Killing Joke animated series. That's what we were going to pick up, right?
You mean the animated movie.
The animated movie, yes.
Animated movie.
I did not watch it. I heard good things about it.
Spoilers.
You know what? I didn't watch it, but I read the comic, and I heard about the movie, and I was like, I don't think I want to watch it.
I caught it this morning right before we came in. That's why I was...
This morning?
Yeah, this morning, right this before morning. We came in.
I've seen it like eight watch? Times since it came out.
How'd you watch it?
Off Amazon.
With his eyes.
Rented it.
You rented it?
Yeah, I rented it.
You buy it.
I'm not going to buy it.
Dude, how much
like
did it...
$2 more?
No, but you'll buy bastard. You'll buy the George Clooney Batman movie?
I'll buy the House of the Corpse 30th anniversary edition. See? Look! Okay, real quick. Did you like that movie?
House of a Thousand Corpses?
Yes.
Are you saying it just because he's paying for it?
I'm
just
no,
saying.
I actually do like I
think I'm gonna ban myself from this store.
I fucking hate you, Eugene. That's all. That's all I'm saying.
And the fan base grows for that movie.
Now you're at 4. Good job.
If you all paid like $3 million to watch it, then you might make all your money back for it.
But your takes, everybody who's seen it, and I'm sorry.
No, I'll still contribute, even though I haven't seen it.
No, you don't have to.
No, but I will.
What did you guys think?
I loved the movie.
I loved it.
You loved it? I did not like it.
You did not like it? What didn't you like about it?
I thought this is spoiling everything. Well,
it's okay.
Tomorrow.
Just do it.
I know that there's like a sex scene between Batman and Batgirl.
There's not a sex
scene. Oh, yeah, they're bumping uglies.
There's a doing it scene.
Just that scene in like a third of that film. I didn't really think it needed to be there.
Wait, the sex takes a third of the film?
Oh, not the sex, but the whole...
Very like, I'm renting like, it tonight. Like,
what I heard was that whole sex scene happens like in the first third of the movie, and then after that, it's the killing joke.
Yeah, the killing joke, yeah.
Well, again, okay, like a lot of people didn't like that. They didn't like that first half, but it's like, dude, it's like a background movie until they finally, because you don't even see the Joker in that first half of the movie. He's not in it at all.
So you think it's just there to kind of create some sort of, again, like, well, hold on, let me finish my question, please, because you don't know what I'm asking. You think it's there? Do you think it's there to just sort of create this sort of backstory for Batgirl so that when they do shoot her, it hurts more?
Wait, did you say backstory or bat story?
Bat story. Same bat story, same bat channel.
Go ahead, sorry.
But I would say yes. I think that first third of the film was intentionally to add
weight
to it, yes.
Yeah.
Or add so you water, feel or, more, and they're like, "Oh my god!"
They were
into each other, but then
it's literally
different. Yeah, but it changes dynamics from the comic books to the animated feature.
Yeah.
So, because the whole the comic book was the dynamic between Batman and Joker, but then you add Batgirl in the animated feature, then it just kind of throws everything off to me.
Well, it's to give weight to the character. It is, but it's also to show like the depth of relationships. They're both like in these complex, like really hardcore, like emotional, like moments. They have to choose between life and death every 10 seconds. He has to watch after her because, you know, who she is and why he's worried about her. Yeah. And she even explains it at one point when she's just aghast at the idea of like a sexual relationship with him. But then after everything that happened that one moment, that's the route they took. Like, it shows vulnerability inside of both characters. It shows that they're not mechanical. Yeah, you know Batman's always going to try to make the right decision, but he's still just mortal. She's still just mortal. And that just solidifies when she gets dropped down and the way he takes it so personal. And it goes even further forward when Gordon, not knowing who she is, says we can't let him win that way. He can't be just taken back by... I've had a moment of like, you know, with her, I can't let this all happen. He has to decide whether or not after that moment, if he's going to stay and be a mentor to her or if he's just going to write her off. He can't just write her off.
Here's how I would react to that if that were true. If they did this to add weight to Batgirl getting shot, it would fundamentally change the book for me, because to me, the book is really about like, Chesson said it's about Batman and Joker, but it's also about Batman and Gordon.
Actually, Philip
that said that.
Man, I contribute so little and get so little too.
Did Philip already say this?
Yeah, Philip said it. Philip said it.
No. Oh, it wasn't Chesson. It was, sorry, it's because you're behind him. Oh, well, he was moving his lips in front of you. And so but it's also between the it's the about the relationship between Bruce and Gordon, where I think big part of why he goes after Joker so hard is because he did this to Gordon's daughter, not because he did this to Barbara Gordon. Does that make sense?
No, it makes sense. Yeah. Your point is valid.
Thank you. All right, next.
But it's a story of relationships. The relationship between Batman and Joker, Batman and Gordon, Batman and Barbara. And you don't have, before this, you have no precedence like to set why he cares so much, everything about it. If you just jumped into it, then they wouldn't have told you who Barbara was to begin with.
Yeah, and there's a different audience, right? Because the audience that read the book probably read other stuff, backstory, and knows that there's a big relationship between, maybe not sexual, of course. I mean, I don't think there was ever a sexual relationship between Batgirl and Batman. But,
Really?
I don't think so.
I always thought that. They talked about that in the animated series, that they dated.
And they mentioned in Batman Beyond, too.
Yeah. But did she put out?
Was she asking for it?
Hey. He's Batman. She's going to put out.
Anyways, so there was there's a different audience. There's a lot of people coming into this movie that probably have never read a single book. Batman book in their life.
No, right, but like, yeah. Okay, look at the relationship that she had with Paris.
The city?
No, the guy. Oh, I'm sorry, I forgot.
Hansina.
Yeah, in the first third, she's also hunting down who?
Paris France.
Paris France.
His name really?
Yes, that's the reaction in the cartoon. Yeah, he's all, you're hunting down Paris French. She's all, you fucking kidding me? And he's like, oh shit. Well,
she said, you're fucking kidding
me? Not fucking kidding, well, but okay, she has
okay, it's yeah. more guttural it Barbara, PG. You know.
You know, only sex and rape. And
is there a...
We're going to get into that.
So we could say that maybe the relation... I'm just... It's conjecture. Is the relationship between Batgirl and Batman kind of the prologue?
It's Batgirl not being able to distinguish the levels of relationships. She starts to have feelings for it, but she can't distinguish between fighting and fucking. Because it's all just kind of like the same baser like emotions. So like she hunts down Paris and he has like this like affinity towards her where she's hot. Oh yeah, I want to dance with her, who knows what. But he's still trying to kill her the whole time. And she ends up being exactly that same way, where she can't tell the difference from it. She ends up mistaking like the mentor relationship with Batman and just kind of like starts like, you know, jumping on top of him. And, you know, he can only do so much. Batman.
Is there an epilogue?
Yeah, they show her start up Oracle.
So they do show her become Oracle, which is something that's not... So I thought, because I got the impression from somebody else that I'd spoken to, that it kind of ends just like the book, kind of... It's ambiguous as to how the Joker dies, if he does die.
It is. I mean, they end on the last page of Killing Joke. They do.
So, but there is...
But they show Barbara in the chair, like, moving forward.
Okay.
Like, that's the whole thing.
Rolling.
Somebody said... Again, like I said, the other podcast I was listening to, they were describing how everything said Alan Moore wrote the last Batman story. And everything, like after you mentioned the last time we were here, I was blown away and I looked, yeah, like everybody took it that way you read it and it made perfect sense. But I also heard somewhere that DC had planned for this, that it wasn't meant to be a one-shot. Like Alan Moore got permission from DC to do that to Batgirl. Like he told them, I'm going to do this to your character. Do you mind? Like,
yeah.
And they're like, you know what? Go for it. But let us tie off loose ends with Batgirl. Like, they're already expecting to lose the Batgirl character after this Killing Joke. And so they did it. I heard it was like a Batgirl special or something where they closed her character off. Like, there were no loose ends anymore. Like, the fans were not left out in the open. Like, okay, so if she's paralyzed, what happens? You know, what happened to all the Batgirl's villains? Like, they cut the Batgirl character off and expected this to happen. And I think that's what... the first half was about, like, people who didn't know it. They did it in a way, like you said, like they showed her, she was crossing into like really bad territory as Batgirl, and she closed the book herself. She quit. She turned everything back to Batman and she quit. So her story was done, and that's where the Killing Joke took. It was basically like two separate movies done as one.
Yeah. So did you guys hear that they're are we done with Killing Joke?
Yeah. Well, I just throw something in. I spoke about when it came out in theaters prior to its release on online. I was speaking to someone. There's a person at work who actually went to go see it at midnight to go watch the movie, and she was really excited to watch it. And when she came back, she was just completely let down, and she felt
she was a woman.
Yes, she was a woman. She felt completely let down.
Good
but
job, detective,
world's greatest. So she
Batman.
She came back telling me that she didn't like it because she felt that it was demeaning to the character. You have this standalone, like Batgirl was supposed to be strong and whatever and be on her own, but she really never was on her own.
No.
She was a fan at first.
She's still living at home.
And that makes no good. But she felt that it was just kind of like they needed something, and she felt that they were putting in... a female interest for Batman because Batman needed a female interest in order to compel the story further. When you guys read Killing Joke, did you feel that that was lacking? Did you feel that there was an aspect of the Batman personality that wasn't being explored, or of the Barbara Gordon personality that was being explored?
I'm going to say that that's probably more geared for people that didn't read any of the Batman or didn't know
anything
about
Killing Joke.
I mean, or Killing Joke, because like when I read Killing Joke, I knew, you know, Batgirl, I knew Batman, I knew Joker, I know their backstories, I know that they're standalone characters, but they feed off each other, so it's different for people who haven't read the books, and who just go like to watch the movie. They're like, oh yeah, Batman cartoon movie, let's watch it, maybe it'll be cool. And then they're like,
and then all they see is Batgirl fucking and getting killed.
Yeah, and they're like, yeah, and then they're like, what the fuck? Like, yeah. I mean,
well, do you think that this might be their way of setting up a line in the sand of the difference between Batgirl and Batwoman, Catwoman and Batgirl? You're not mature enough to like take on the situation because you can't distinguish between one thing and the other. You're just reacting to it. All your training and everything is physical, but nothing's trained you mentally to be able to distinguish between these things. Whereas Batwoman and Catwoman have already drawn these lines in the sand where they are one way and they know how to tell the difference between fighting and fucking.
I think it's literally just backstory there for viewers. They thought of the general audience that's going
to
be in this movie.
Because they also have to try and make a dollar. You know? And people got to know what's what with it beforehand.
When Batman approached the Joker in there, he wasn't driven by what happened to Barbara.
Like, yeah, but it's not about the Batman backstory, though. It's more about the connection between Batgirl and Batman.
Well,
that's what you're saying.
Like, it solidified it, but I didn't get that when he walked over to Arkham to talk to the Joker. He didn't make that move because of what happened to Barbara. Like, it didn't pick up like, hey, you know, like this happened to Barbara, so now I want to speak to the Joker. No, he went in there. That aside, because Batman can split his feelings about that. Like, that's just the line of work that they're in. This was, I mean, he was hoping not to happen, but it happened. You know, but he didn't go in there like, hey, you did this to Barbara, so we need to talk. He was just like, I've been thinking about us. Not like what you did to her.
So,
yeah, say something. Yes. You gotta say something.
No, I'm a little confused because in the book, he goes to Joker before Joker even shoots Batgirl.
Right.
Yeah, oh, forgive me. You're wait.
Yeah, no, he goes to Arkham Asylum.
It's the first. It's the opening scene.
And
opening
that scene starts 1/3 of the movie after.
Yeah.
Because you have the whole.
Forgive me, you're right. I spoke out of.
But is it that like error in judgment that makes him realize I have to figure out what's going on because nothing good can come of this.
Right. It's his way to try to close the circle. It's,
right.
It's what it is.
Because
you're right, Martin. Sorry, I messed up the timeline there. Oh, but, that's okay. Yeah.
We forgot that you haven't been watching
keep
anything.
Keep it tidy next time. Keep it tidy.
Wasted 15 minutes.
So anyways, I think something good that's come out of this is not only that they made this movie, which I haven't seen yet, but I'm going to, is that now they're even talking about making a Hush movie with Kevin Conroy and Mark Hamill, and also a Death in the Family movie.
Which one?
Death in the Family. The original when Jason Todd gets killed by the Joker.
Wait, Mark Hamill to be in the Hush?
Yeah.
He's in it for like four pages.
No, he's still gonna he's be Mark Hamill. They'll probably do a scene. A first third will be Joker and Batman fucking to give backstory.
Mark Hamill.
Yeah, backstory. You're right.
But anyways, yeah. So they've apparently agreed to do the Hush one, I think, and maybe even also Death in the Family.
Hush would be good. Hush is a great story for the Batman.
I like Death in the Family. That'd be dope.
Death in the Family was alluded to in Red Hood, though.
You could see why they'd do both of those, though, and they'd probably do Death in the Family first because then, spoilers, Jason Todd becomes...
Well, you don't have to chronologically make it because if you're going to do Death in the Family now...
It's smarter to do it because the joke, Jason Todd is Hush, isn't he?
No.
Mm-mm.
Wasn't there a part of that? Do I have to reread that book now?
Yes.
That was... Do you want spoilers, or you don't care?
It was his friend. His childhood friend.
Thomas Elliot.
Yeah.
The reason you think he was Jason Todd, Clayface.
Clayface took on the role. But they played off of that.
Yes, they did.
Off of his death.
And that's where he becomes Red Hood.
Yes, and that's where he becomes Red Hood.
So if they want to make something really good, they'll do like a Clayface version of the whole thing.
Clayface was a great character, dude.
Did you see Clayface in... There was this one issue of Batman. Do you remember that one issue of Scott Snyder and Capullo's Batman where they did Clayface?
Yeah, where it's part of like the Graveyard Shift.
Yeah, it was part of Graveyard Shift. It was so good.
It was really good.
In the middle of its run too.
It was like a one shot sort of.
He comes in and he's Clayface. Spoilers. Clayface is pretending to be Bruce Wayne. And killing people. Nice. To frame Bruce Wayne for everything else, but he doesn't. Since he doesn't know Batman is Bruce Wayne and whatever, there's this whole convoluted story. And at one point, he does like a psychological like screw, where he's fighting Clayface, and he turns into the Joker, and then he does like another thing, and he turns into the Riddler, just to like mess with him the whole time, like while he's fighting him, because he can fight Batman like head on. And I believe he's in a suit at that point. Batman's in one of the suits. To give like electrical like pummels so that he can drop down Clayface. Mm-hmm. But while he's doing it, he's just messing with him, so he like misses a tick and then gets slammed. And then at one point he like spits out like a version of like Bruce Wayne or something like that, since Clayface in this one I guess can separate like parts of himself out.
Oh, okay.
It's really good to watch. I think I have it at home.
You have to watch like a
but like this, like the you watch it like develop. It's ridiculous.
It's a
the famous gun. I don't know.
Book.
Check them. That's the word you're looking for.
So what are we looking forward to?
Like as in books wise, I want to pick that Nameless. Like you introduced to
you
us. Like
read it?
I haven't read it. I'm sorry. I've been busy.
I bought you that book like a year ago.
I know you did. Dan, did you read Nameless?
No.
Motherfucker, I bought you the same thing.
Like, man, I'm like 3/4 away out of like the Spider-Man like disgusting like book that's so heavy it should be a book, not a graphic novel.
Renee, next time I come in and I say I want to buy something for my buddies, just, you know, talk me out of it.
Oh, you talk like he's going to let you back in.
That's true.
First person ever banned.
That book Chester was mentioning earlier today.
Oh, yeah.
Unfollow? Yeah.
Yeah, I need to pick it up today.
So what's that about?
Dude starts like a social media thing. It's like Twitter, but called Chirper or some shit. That, and it's like a billionaire dude.
Stupid.
I guess I don't know.
Sorry,
don't use it.
That's why.
But yeah, like he's dying, so he chooses 140 people to give his money to.
And he's like a millionaire. Because he was the one who created it. I'm sorry.
And so they have to share the money. Like evenly, so when somebody dies, everyone else gets to share that quantity. And right now, I think it's like book one, and there's 138 people left from the 140. But it's supposed to be a good story. I want to read it and check it out.
Also, it follows basically. Well, what's that word when the, like last person alive gets all the money?
Yeah, basically.
Well, it's your money. Like was what he's saying. You have your entitled your share, but
okay. All of us six get
and we could spend it starting
$1 billion split up. But as soon as, let's say, I die...
Whatever's left over goes into everyone else.
Tong T?
Yeah, Tong T.
Ah, there you go. From Simpsons.
East of Eden? Yeah, it was in the Simpsons too. Yeah. It was also in Archer.
Awesome. I like how you learn all this from fucking...
So nobody's looking forward to the return of Flash and Arrow on CW?
Well, we haven't made it that far yet.
Hey, man. Guy that answered. That's it.
Oh, I thought he was all that mattered.
He answered the question.
Go ahead. Phil, what are you
Philip, what are you looking forward
besides
to?
Besides borrowing books from Eugene.
I was going to say whatever other people are buying.
I'm looking forward to borrowing that thing after Chesson's done with it.
That and Overwatch 2. Overwatch 2, no. I am looking forward to reading book 4 of Game of Thrones. Ooh. So I just finished book 3.
How many book? What are they on now?
It's... Book 5 is already, it's been out, but then book 6 will be coming out next year.
Officially announced it?
It was leaked, so the date was leaked. But
okay, so it wasn't officially announced.
It wasn't officially announced.
My bad.
Pretty sure you could count on Eugene downloading it illegally and watching it and reading it on his book.
It's not,
not manga.
not manga.
Dave?
I am interested in the Flash returning
next
to CW.
That's going to be
because
awesome.
Because now that they got... They're going to have, what's it called? Supergirl on Monday.
Yeah.
Flash on Tuesday.
Yeah.
Arrow on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Legends on Thursday.
Yeah.
And then Friday to recover everything that you've experienced during the week.
Yeah.
Because that's just going to be sick.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Super excited about that.
Yeah.
Which means I'm going to be at Dan's house every night.
And Martin's still only going to watch
except
Arrow.
for Fried Chicken Tuesdays or Thursdays?
KFC Thursdays.
I go over because I need to watch it. And I tried watching those shows at my house. I get all excited, and everyone's like, "What the fuck are you so excited about?" I'm like, "This shit, look at this shit, so cool!" And they're like,
So they don't let you watch it?
They don't. No, I could watch it, but it's not the same. Like,
right, because right. You don't got no. You have nobody to nudge with your elbow every time something cool happens.
No way to shoot theories. Me and Dan called how the first season was going to end halfway through the first episode.
After the first episode, we came up with the exact way that the whole thing was going, right down to Flashpoint.
And then on the second season, it took us 2 episodes, and we figured out how that shit was going to end. Too sick. So excited.
The thing is, we've had other people come over and watch it with us. The problem is when you start watching it and you're kind of like...
Yeah, you don't know
what's going on. You're kind of like red.
You're the lay person.
See what's going on. You end up taking an hour show and watching it for like 4 hours.
Right.
So it's like it starts up and something comes up and then pause. Do you think something's going to... And then this guy, do you think... Oh, did you see in the background that it was like 52 volts?
Oh, man. And then when at the end of season 2, when they showed all the villains, I was like, oh, fuck. It's going to be dope. It's going to be dope.
Did you guys like Legends of Tomorrow?
I did. I just didn't really like how they ended... Really? Vandal Savage.
Well, you can't end Vandal Savage.
Yeah, that's why I don't like that they quote unquote ended.
Well, I don't think he's done.
I don't think he should be done, but yeah.
Go, UG. What are you excited for?
To Nameless.
Yeah, he was
the first one to answer.
Dan?
I'm excited Nameless for the next episode of Smug Spork and the Upright Capes.
Why don't you just suck his dick already?
Really, why don't you just suck my dick?
So, wait, like 4 months from now?
Yeah.
A year,
if we're going to go by averages.
Let's put it in the books already.
Chestnut, what were you excited about?
He said.
Me sucking his dick.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah.
My bad.
All right, Eugene, you going to take us out?
Yes, and that's...
Put your phone down for like 2 minutes to say an exit.
And that's a wrap. Thank you for
Jesus Christ.
We should not have him be moderator next time.
let's not do that. Dan, you want to try?
Nope.
Okay. So long, everybody.